This recording is from the ACA World Convention that was held virtually in May of 2021. The ACA World Service Organization is grateful to all who contributed to making this convention happen, as well as to all who participated. ACA is an anonymous program. Please respect the anonymity of those that participated in the event. To learn more about the ACA Fellowship, please visit us online at adultchildren.org, where you can find information for newcomers, as well as free literature for download. Information about doing service in the ACA Fellowship can be found at acawso.org and acawsoec.org. To purchase literature or to make a Seventh Tradition contribution, please go to shop.adultchildren.org. We hope you enjoy the following recording from the 6th Annual World Convention, Global Recovery, in May 2021.
All right, it's time. Hi, everybody. I'm Sean. I'm an adult child of an alcoholic. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And a warm welcome to our ACA community around the globe to this, our 6th Annual ACA World Convention, and our second fully online one. While the pandemic continues to be a challenging time for many of us, we see how events like this bring us together, and for that we are grateful for our ACA recovery. This is the largest adult child meeting in the world, connecting our ACA members, our family of the heart, all around the planet, to heal together as one unified fellowship. This convention is being hosted by the ACA World Services Organization, and our theme this year is Global Recovery. This is one of the 27 workshops being run over 30 hours around the clock and around the world. My name is Sean, adult child of an alcoholic, currently serving as the Far East Coordinator on the Global Members Committee from Taipei, Taiwan. And this session is the Far East Express panel. Anonymity, please be sure to rename yourself in the participant screen to show only your first name, last initial, and country for anyone that has been made a panelist if you haven't done that, including myself. I'll do that when I get the meeting started. Sorry, someone says the volume is very low. Can you hear me? Is it any better?
I think it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right, thanks. All right, so please remember our spiritual principle of anonymity at this meeting workshop is being broadcast around the world and also will be recorded on audio and distributed later. We therefore ask that you do not record any audio, video, or pictures of the AWC. We also ask that you do not share this link to the conference. Each member should request their own access to the AWC. This is so that they can acknowledge our commitment to trying to protect the personal anonymity of AWC attendees. Meeting safety. During the meeting, only the active speakers will be unmuted. Video, microphone, and chat will generally be disabled for all viewers. This is to ensure a safe listening experience for all. Some meetings may ask for sharing or for volunteers to do a reading. To request to speak, please use the raised hand feature in the participant screen at that time. You will be unmuted when it is your turn to speak. The chat feature may be open for viewers to post questions or otherwise interact in the meeting via this function. Please remember that what you hear at this meeting should remain at the meeting. We do not talk about another person's story or experiences to other people. Please respect the anonymity of all those who share with us today. And we do not crosstalk during the sharing time. Crosstalk means interrupting, referring to, or commenting on what another person said during the meeting. We also don't distract from the person sharing. Distracting means doing anything other than paying full attention to the person speaking in an online meeting. This also includes background noise, which can happen if you are not muted or your video is switched on and there is activity going on around you. Please be aware of this if you are leaving your screen for any reason, such as personal needs breaks, and switch off your video. And on that note, before I do the next slide, I'd like to say that I took something from the 11 Parent Guidebook workshop I attended yesterday from Bonnie, and it's that slide that she put up that it said, it's okay to take a gentleness break whenever you need to. So I'd like to ditto that in this workshop. It's okay to take a generalist break if you need to. Excuse me. Opening, we meet to share the experience we had as children growing up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional home. That experience infected us today. That experience infected us then, and it affects us today. By practicing the 12 steps, focusing on the solution, and by accepting a higher power of our understanding, we find freedom from the effects of alcoholism and other family dysfunction. We identify with the problem and learn to live in the solution one day at a time. I've asked Eriko to say the ACA Serenity Prayer in her home language, Japanese. Immediately afterwards, we will all join each other in saying it together in whatever language or way calls your heart. Taking a deep breath first. And Erica, go ahead. Erica, go ahead.
All right. Before I start, I will quote the latest version of Japanese prayer. 4月28日付日本のツイッターに掲載された前提版の部屋の祈りを抜粋いたします。Okay, then let's take a deep one breath. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathe out.ハイヤーパワー、私に変えられることができない人たちを受け入れるための
Grant me this serenity to people I can change.
私にお与えください。自分が変えようとしている人たちに変えていく勇気を、そしてその変えたいと思う人が私自身であるという知恵をお与えください。パス。
Thank you so much, Eriko.
ありがとうございます。
Laska, if you could pause on this slide for one second, the Serenity Prayers, just to give everyone a chance to have a look. Maybe you could, I think we could, are we allowed to screenshot this Serenity Prayers?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, for anyone who would like to, you can take a screenshot of this, the translated Serenity Prayers we're working on. The Japanese version will be added as soon as it's finalized.Okay, thanks, Alaska. Next slide. All right, I've asked David S. in China to read the laundry list.
Hello, I am David, a child of dysfunctional family. The laundry list. One, we became isolated and afraid of people and authority figures. Two, we became approval seekers and lost our identity in the process.Three, we are afraid of angry people and any personal criticism. Four, we either become alcoholics, marry them, or both, or find another compulsive personality, such as a workaholic, to fulfill or seek abandonment needs. Five, we live life from the viewpoint of victims, and we are attracted by weaknesses in our love and friendship relationships. Six, we have an overdeveloped sense of responsibility, and it is easier for us to be concerned with others rather than ourselves.This enables us to not look too closely at our own faults, etc. Seven, we get guilty feelings when we stand up for ourselves instead of giving in to others. Eight, we became addicted to excitement. Nine, we confuse love and pity and tend to love people we can pity and rescue. Ten, we have stuff or feelings from our traumatic childhoods and have lost the ability to feel or express our feelings because it hurts so much, denial.11, we judge ourselves harshly and have a very low sense of self-esteem. 12, we are dependent personalities who are terrified of abandonment and will do anything to hold onto a relationship in order not to experience painful abandonment feelings, which we receive from living with sick people who were never there emotionally for us. 13, alcoholism is a family disease and we became paralcoholics and took.On the characteristics of that disease, even though we do not pick up a drink. 14, paralcoholics are reactors rather than actors. Pass.
Thank you, David. And next, I've asked Helen C. in Taiwan to read the solution.
Hi.The solution is become your own loving parent. As ACA becomes a safe place for you, you will find freedom to express all the hurts and fears you have kept inside and to free yourself from the shame and blame that are carryovers from the past. You will become an adult who is imprisoned no longer by childhood reactions. You will recover the child within you, learning to accept and love yourself. The healing begins when we risk moving out of isolation. Feelings and bare memories will return. By gradually releasing the burden of unexpressed grief, we slowly move out of the past. We learn to repair in ourselves with gentleness, humor, love, and respect. This process allows us to see our biological parent as the instrument of our existence. Our actual parent is the higher power whom some of us choose to call God. Although we had alcoholic or dysfunctional parents, our higher power gave us the 12 steps of recovery. It is the action and works that heals us. We use the steps, we use the meetings, we use the telephone. We share our experience, strength, and hope with each other. We learn to restructure our sick thinking one day at a time. When we release our parents from responsibility for our actions today, we become free to make healthful decisions as actors, not reactors. We progress from hurting to healing to helping. We awaken to a sense of wholeness we never knew was possible. By attending these meetings on a regular basis, you will come to see parental alcoholism or family dysfunction for what it is, a disease that infected you as a child and continues to infect you as an adult. You will learn to keep the focus on yourself in the here and now. You will take responsibility for your own life and supply your own parenting. You will not do this alone. Look around you and you will see others who know how you feel. We will love and encourage you no matter what. We ask you to accept us just as we accept you. This is a spiritual program based on action coming from love. We are sure that as the love grows inside you, you will see beautiful changes in all your relationships, especially with God, yourself, and your parents. Thank you, Stampas.
Thank you, Helen. You may have related to our readings, even if there was no apparent alcoholism or addiction in your home. This is common because dysfunction can occur in a family without the presence of addiction. We welcome you. In the beginning, many of us could not recognize or accept that some of our current attitudes or behaviors result from some experience related to alcoholism or dysfunction in our childhood. We behave as adult children, which means we bring self-doubt and fear learned in childhood to our adult interactions. By attending meetings regularly, and actively work the ACA program, we come to know and begin to act as our true selves. What you hear at this meeting should remain at the meeting. We do not talk about another person's story or experiences to other people. Please respect the anonymity of all those who share with us today. All right, welcome everybody to the Far East Express panel. My name is Sean, and I'm a grateful adult child from Taipei, Taiwan. I'm the country coordinator for Taiwan and the Far East coordinator for the Global Members Committee, which has just been ratified at the recent ABC, and we are now a committee. Woohoo! The Global Members Committee provides support to ACA fellowships outside of the USA, Canada, and Europe in their efforts to be self-supporting as they grow, facilitate universal inclusiveness, accessibility, and affordability of literature and ACA recovery resources, as part of Tradition 5. We honor Tradition 4 for all countries we support. Each group is autonomous. We partner with various committees in WSO and with our fellowships around the world to unify our ACA recovery resources. We are pleased to be sponsoring 6 workshops at this 2021 AWC. It is my honor and pleasure to introduce this global AWC panel of speakers who will be sharing on their personal recovery and their involvement in service in the Far East. I will start by talking a little bit about my own personal recovery story and then about my experiences in service. All right, so I'm Sean. I'm an adult child of an alcoholic. Helen, if you could please give me a timer for 3 minutes. I don't want to take up the speaker's time, so I'll just do it as quickly as I can. Thank you, Helen. My grandmother was an alcoholic, died of alcoholism. My father is an alcoholic. His brother died of alcoholism and drug addiction. I'm an alcoholic. It runs in our family. I believe that. Maybe that's not true for some. It is in my family. My dad was in the Navy. So when I was very young, we moved to Hawaii, then to Guam, which were lots of good memories. And mostly because dad wasn't home. I didn't realize that until I did ACA work, that those were good memories because dad wasn't home. He was off flying most of the time. And he'd come home for a few days at a time. We'd have these little mini vacations where he'd bring gifts from the Far East. And we'd go to Japanese dinners, restaurants, and all day at the beach and just good times as I remember them. In 1979, at the age of 7, we moved to Florida. And from 79 to 89, those were the 10 years of my living hell. And it was attributed much to my dad. He was grounded from flying because of his alcoholism, became a recruiter, took a 9-to-5 job. And so that means he was home every day when I got home from school, or shortly after when I got home from school. So now I was living with this monster rather than the guy who was off all the time and came home and was Mr. Nice Guy. So by the time I was 17, I left home. I was already full-blown alcoholic, drinking, doing drugs, and seeking anything I could to anesthetize myself and numb out the pain. Fast forward to today, that was 20 plus years of active addiction. I've been sober now for 11 years. I've been in this ACA program for 7 years now. I'm beginning my step 9, finally. It's been a long, slow process for me with changing fellow travelers, and I finally have a fellow traveler now that is, we've been together for 3 years now. We have an absolutely amazing relationship. We're making good progress in our step work. And I'll finish by saying that I'm really grateful to be...
1 minute.
Thank you, Helen. I should finish by saying, what's my life like now? My life is absolutely amazing. I can look at myself now and say, I love you, Sean, and mean it. I give myself hugs on a regular basis. I practice self-care in so many different ways that I can't go into, but exercise, nutrition, all sorts of things that I'm doing to take care of myself that I never thought about before. So that's enough about me. Service, I stumbled on the Global Members Subcommittee. I joined the group. I didn't really participate much for the first 6 months, and then I started getting more involved. And now I've become quite passionate about it. The ACA fellowship is growing here in the Far East. We're still quite small, but we're starting to connect now. We're connecting. All the countries are connecting to each other. And from there, I think it's just going to be just a matter of time, in God's time, that the fellowship is going to grow here and recovery is going to start to blossom in this part of the world. So thank you for letting me share. And we can go back to the next slide there, Alaska. And before I open up for the speakers, I'd like to just say a really big thanks to Sue V. She is the chairperson of the Global Members Committee. She has done amazing work, as many of you know her and you know how awesome she is doing. And a special thanks to Marion. She's the vice chair of the Global Members Committee. And she really, she saved my butt. Let's put it that way. She really helped me so much to getting ready for this panel. And I can't thank her enough. And everyone else on the Global Members Committee that has been supportive. I really appreciate all your help. All right, breathe for a second. We will now hear from four countries on how ACA has evolved since the last WSO, their progress and their challenges in the meeting groups, as well as their hopes for the future. They will each share on their personal recovery and their involvement in service. We will then take questions and comments for the remainder of the session. So just to be clear, everyone, we are not taking Q&A during the sharing. All the questions and answers will be saved for the end, and we'll do it by a raised hand function. Thank you very much for your cooperation. So we are joined by our ACA members, Helen C. from Taiwan, Sun L. from Singapore, Eriko I. living in the USA and from Japan, Koro-san from Japan, and Eriko will be interpreting for him, Clara L. in China, and I don't know if Kathy is on board. Alaska, or someone, could you help me with that? Is Kathy on board?
Let's see, is Kathy in attendance? If she is, could she raise her hand?
I see her hand.
Oh, okay, there she is. All right, I will, oh, there she goes.
Did you get her added, or does she need to raise her hand again?
She disappeared. Did somebody add her?
Okay, she's already been added then. Thank you, Dylan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Great. So just a reminder to our panelists, if you could please rename yourself, your first name, your last initial, and then the country you're representing. And we also have David S., who is from Mexico originally, and he's living in China. So I will, volunteering for service. Okay, that's for later. So now we're going to get started with our first speaker, Helen C. from Taiwan. And Helen, I will time for you. And there will be a 1 minute warning at the end, at 7 minutes.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Everyone in global area, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. And I grew up in Taiwan, and I came to ACA 4 years ago, and it was a bottom for me. I came here because I also got into other 12-step rooms, and I do most of my support in recovery through the phone meetings in US. So I knew this group by my other recovery partners in another fellowship, and then I come here. And I think this program helps me to really know myself, to really be, to really see some secrets in my family. Like one of the breakthroughs recently was I realized one of the men secrets in my family is men are superior than women, and I'm working on that. And with AC's help, I am able to define myself in other ways, that I no longer define myself that I'm less than men. So I think the AC message really helps me to dig into those shame that I carry since my childhood. My dad is a food addict, and my mom is a codependent and probably sex and love addict. And so I did not know that. I never learned this in my childhood, and I never see this in my childhood, that the addictions would be an issue. And so I'm very grateful to know this part of myself, and to have compassion for myself, and to have compassion, slowly have more compassion with my family. And why would I begin to join the Far East AC meetings is because I used to have fantasies that higher power would only exist in US, because I only do most of my recovery support in US, and most of my fellow travelers are Americans. So whenever I fly to visit them, I feel that I'm close to my higher power. When I fly back, I feel like people here are all crazy without recovery. And so my friend told me, oh, I think that's a denial. I think you can still have friends that listen to you and that you feel belonged here. You just need to create your own community here. So I began to join the Zoom meetings that we have here in Taiwan. And we have people like around the world, some from Spain, some from German. And it felt really nice to break that idea that people here are crazy and I'm only one that is sane. that is one of my traits that I want. I'm afraid of people, and so I want to isolate, and that's just my denial. And by connecting with people here, it really helped me to be more open to other activities, be open to knowing new friends, and be open that people might not understand my AC issues, and I don't need all my friends to know that part of me. And that really helps me to have more connections and feel more like myself. What are the vision or hope that I have for in this community? I hope that maybe in the future we can have books in speak and like written in Chinese, and that I can share this message with people here, and I can talk in Chinese and not like a savior, but like a friend that I can know this is my story, and I want to share with people who live here, and I want to know that I can be useful in this way. I always feel before recovery, I feel that I should be ashamed of my past because growing up in an addictive family. But I also have hope that this can be really helpful to other people. And I do see a lot of needs here. I've been the secretary online, and people will write to me and to ask for meeting informations. And a couple months ago, a woman who is native Taiwanese, and she called me and she asked for help and asked for some support. And I talk about what we are doing, what we can offer. And it feels really nice. I feel very hopeful that somehow higher power is helping people speaking different language and speaking, but speaking the same stories that I can relate. And to that, I'm very grateful. And I'm really grateful for this program. Thank you, Wisdom Path.
Thank you for sharing, Helen. And we'll have 11 seconds of silence before our next speaker. All right, and I don't have the slide in front of me. Alaska, who is the next person on the list? I think it's Sun, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, it's Sun.
All right, Sun Il from Singapore, you're up.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan, for sharing. Yep. Hello, I'm Sun. I'm an adult child from Singapore. And thank you for letting me share. And ACAWSO for gently encouraging me to actually share here and giving me space to feel into this. For me, actually, I joined Global East less than 1 month ago, and I actually attended the ABC last week. So for me, everything is new here, and I would like to check that in for my nerves. Yeah. For me, definitely, it's a lost child in my family, and I try to be invisible. Being here actually forces my mind to change a little. And for me, it's by claiming my place in ACA and by connecting with a loving parent and putting the spotlight back on myself. I feel that, you know, I have to feel my own feelings, and so that I can stop feeling the feelings of others and just generally saying, this is me. You know, I'm afraid now and that's okay. Yeah. So definitely tell a bit about my own story. For me, Singapore is about 56 years old. ACA is about 43. So basically ACA in Singapore came in 2017, the end. I think some member went for treatment in the US and they brought it back to Singapore. For me, my recovery journey started in October 2018, which is about 2.5 years ago. And I hit my bottom and I cannot stop taking the first drink. And I actually went to the WeCare and Addiction Recovery Center. And I actually started with AA for a few months. In the process, I start asking questions about family dysfunction. And sometimes the reply was, we don't talk about this. Yeah. And so I actually read, I came into possession of some ACA pamphlets and I read some books, 14 Traits, and I took many, many, many bus rides. And for me, I came to my first ACA meeting in January 2019. For me, I'm grateful to have ACA right at the point when I actually needed it. So it's been a journey for me. My native language is actually English and Chinese a second, so I can read and I can speak. But between my parents, it's actually Chinese and Cantonese. So it's a, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag for me, different languages, you know, saying different things. And my mom will scold people in Cantonese. So I'm an adult child from a dysfunctional family. For me, my grandfather was from China and he was a heavy drinker, but my parents weren't. My mom is mentally ill and super rageful. And for me, there was a lot of carriage shame between me and my dad. And basically, my parents' needs comes before mine. Yep, and so this one created a strange family dynamics. And for as long as I lived, I found asking for help almost impossible. And for me, when I was a child, I was being bullied and school was totally horrifying. And dad doesn't notice. And I find myself just unable to tell. And so those were some difficult times for me, I guess. And of course, I would also like to check in something. It's PTSD. For me, you know, right from a child, sometimes I find that I cannot control my body. So I feel very distressing. And for me, a PTSD can look a lot and feel a lot like mental illness. And so, you know, for me, definitely I feel floaty, awkward, and stiff in public. And sometimes I become disoriented. And sometimes I have problem finding the washroom. So, you know, it's kind of distressing when you go outside and you can't actually navigate the way around. So my overall feeling is a feeling of being shell-shocked. And at work, you know, authority figures might just trigger me to freeze and my body will become immobile. And definitely like ACA thing, you know, I really hated myself and I find myself being profoundly flawed. And, you know, I can't really understand why this happened until I came to ACA. And I actually did step four. And one of the exercises at the end was on PTSD. And I wrote that. And in recovery through hard work, you know, I slowly began to know what a normal body feels like. Yep. And so definitely for me, ACA has been a period of breaking isolation. And I call people and that's so useful. And so sometimes I ask myself this question, how do I set up my inner child for success? For me, this is actually a nice question to ask in the morning. And for me in the morning, it actually begins the active process of meeting my own needs. Yeah, so definitely ACA has been a lifesaver for me. So maybe I would like to share a bit about how my recovery looks like for me right now. There are actually 3 meetings in Singapore and they're all hybrid. So. One of them is loving parent meeting, and sometimes we do some meditation. And there's an exercise with non-dominant handwriting or drawing, and I love it. I find it very gentle and very, very nurturing. Yeah. And I also participate in the international step group. So I'm actually grateful to ACA WSO for making this available to everyone. And so, yeah, it's great. For me, another thing also matters. I think a trauma-focused therapist is essential. So I have an hour with a therapist and who is like a mother figure to me. And so, you know, like when I came in last year, you know, she would troubleshoot daily and practical stuff in my life. And so sometimes PTSD can get in the way of recovery. So if you feel these things, you know, it's having a combination. Thank you. And definitely what I need in my group right now is coming into ACA, WSO has accelerated my recovery. And the global chair just told me, you know, because a lot of things are happening, just be present. And for me, I can do that. And for me, when I first started, sometimes I went to meetings and nobody came. And for me, a few times, but now we do have regular members now, so that's good. I used to think that I'm abandoned, but now I think, yeah, it's good. I'm keeping the doors open. For me, definitely, I like to do more service. I know maybe creation of service committees might be good to get the steps started. And I didn't get a lot of help as a child. And for me, a little guidance from others would be nice. And no, I would like to close a bit about what's my passion in recovery. Definitely is to create. Okay, I'll just close up quickly. Yep, I like to close, create little tools to help me get through the day. And for me, there is no right or wrong of recovery. There's only a willingness to recover. And for me, I will heal as long as I keep showing up and doing the work. And that has worked for me so far. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much for sharing, Sun. Just like to remind everyone, I'm Sean, I'm an adult child. I'd just like to remind everyone that we will have a question and answer session at the end of all of our speakers. So please hold any questions you may have until then. We'll do the raised hand feature and call them as they come up. Something that the reason I chose 11 seconds for silence between shares, it's just it's sort of a silly play on words, but it just came up for me yesterday. 11, the numbers 1-1 in Japanese are ichi, ichi. And in Chinese, ichi means together. So we'll take 11 seconds of silence now together. All right, and we will now introduce Eriko from living in the USA and from Japan. Eriko, go ahead.
Thank you, Sean. I love that 11-11. I got a couple of deep breaths before I speak. Hi, I'm Eriko, adult child of dysfunctional family. I started to attend the ACA meeting for all just about 1 year. My American friends, who is in AA fellowship, suggested me to go to the ACA. Then last year, January, I started going to meeting, and then immediately I felt like, oh, I'm home. Even my English was still not like a native. But all the local fellows that welcomed me as a part of their family. I always believed when the people went through the similar struggles, we are immediately able to connect to each other as if we grew up together. So even we came from different countries, it is possible to build that rapport each other and then to bond one to another. They shared their counselor's phone number with me. What kind of book is available outside of the ACA? What kind of online meetings are available? It's really, they helps me the right away. So I met my also mentor sponsor at my local ACA meetings. I was lucky to got that person and then started my first 12 steps and then finished them. All seems well, works well accordingly. Then after the 11 months later, so maybe it's November, October, yes. Sorry, November, October. I found out that ACA meetings on Zoom, and then it was organized in a Japanese group. And then it was like I got the strike by the lightning. My inner child expressed, whoa, what is this? Through my body sensation. It was not the words, it was just body sensation. And I felt that this is it. This was the missing piece of the puzzle, or more like to say the pieces are quite not fitting into the place. I understood that I have been experiencing the language barriers. Even our fellow members in a local American group are great. Because my little Eriko grew up in Japan, and all her experiences were embedded in Japanese. So when I see that my American counselor to heal my traumas, it was great, but somehow it was not sure. I'm always wondering and pondering. And also the one time my 5 years old inner child suddenly started to talk to me like a machine gun, but I didn't hear her voice, like somebody pressed the mute button. But now I understand why I didn't hear her voice, because of the meeting and then the healing session was all English. I didn't deny that the effort of my healing process in English was worse enough. But at the same time, I admitted that the healing of my wounds need aid from my first language, Japanese. Hope I can visit Japanese Zoom meetings more often in the future so that my healing process will be accelerated. And one day I hear what my 5 years old Eriko say to me without a mute button keeping on. Thank you so much for letting me to share tonight. I pass.
Thank you so much for sharing, Eriko. And we will do another Ichi 11 second silence. All right, next up we have Koro-san. And Eriko will be interpreting into English for us. Koro-san will be speaking Japanese.
Okay.
Koro-san, go ahead.
Hi. 今年7になったになります。それで私がね、このACというこの言葉自体知らない人、ACなんてのはほとんど知りません。わからない方も圧倒的に多いです。私も63歳まで聞かなかったことではなくて、 私自身がですね、大きな大企業で、ね、造船所で働いてて、その一生懸命働いてたんですが、うちの中は非常に殺伐としていて、息子は中学1年の時にもう不登校って言いまして、学校行って行けなくなってね。それでうちの中で暴力を振るようになって、弟とか、私の両親、 暴力を振るようにそういうふうになっておりました。それが17年か続きました。そういう中で私はですね、もうどうしていいのかわからず、いろんなところに相談に行きましたけど、どうにもならなくて、それである時、仲間の人に、家を出た方がいいよって言われまして、それで私は家を出ることにしました。それが、60、4歳の、 それからですね、家を出て約7年3ヶ月、主に12ステップグループ、そして AC のグループを渡り歩きまして、自分というのは一体何だったんだろう。真面目にね、60何年間働いてきたのに、なんでこんな目に遭わなきゃいけないのか、そこのところがどうにもわかりませんでした。日本では、親孝行とかね、 そういうのがもう一般的な考え方なんですね。私も実に親孝行な息子で、中学1年の時から牛乳配達をするので、朝4時15分に起きて、牛乳配達を2時間やって、それから学校に行くっていうのを6年間やる。そんなことをもうやってきて、一生懸命やってきて、それから会社に入って一生懸命働いて、それで足元を見たら、 こういう引きこもりの息子ができて、女房と私との仲は悪くて、うちの中がもう本当にね、圧迫してしまってね、で、息子にも私は殴られました。で、私はものすごく我慢してましたけど、この我慢がいつ切れるかわからない。私はいつ息子をね、殺してしまうかわからない。そういう状態だったので、思い切って家出をしました。そういう中で、この、12ステップ、それから、ACOA のグループに通う中で、自分というものはね、AC だったっていうことと、それから、自分っていうのはね、一体何者だったのかっていうことをすごく、注意しながら歩いてきました。という中で、一番、分かってきたのは、自分が一番囚われてたのは一体何だったのかということですね。これは、後々分かってきたんですが、実は母親に対する思いですね。お母さんかわいそう。その思いが非常に強かったということがありました。私の母親っていうのは、どういう母親かというと、私は、18人兄弟の9番目に生まれたんですが、実はですね、1945年、日本が戦争で負けて、終戦になってもですね、親父は、子供の、要するに、子供を作り続けてね、12人の他にさらに5人も子供を作る。ところが作ったけれど、お母さんの方はもう体を埋める体じゃなくて5人を流産したり、同伴したり、ドクターとかかったり、そういう状態だった。ですから、私が覚えている母親っていうのは、後ろ向きで泣いている姿とか、それから日本の場合ね、奥を行くときにちょっとドアを取って、私の場合ね、ドバを通っていくんですが、その時、中学3年の時です。母親のね、ポンポンの裸の姿をもう、バリバリと見たことがある。そうするとね、大へそから下の下腹部がね、もう、妊娠線がくっきりと出てて、それで茶色なんですね、お腹が。それで、ブヨブヨっていうよりも、シュワシュワになってて、本当に正直言って、あれが47歳か8歳の母親のこの肉体とは思えないぐらいで、ひどい状態で。そういうこともありまして、私の印象に残ってるのは、お母さんかわいそうとか、僕は何とかしなきゃ。そういう思いだけは非常に強くて、それがずっと私を囚われていました。ですから私は、この中学1年の時から40歳までですね、ずっと、結婚してもですね、うちに仕送りをし続けるというような状態で、本当に自分らしい生活、自分の自主的な家庭、主体的な家庭を持つっていうことは、なかなかできませんでした。そこがね、私の一番の囚われだったように。そういう中でですね、この12ステップをやる中で、非常に、いろんなことを知ることができました。自分にはそういう囚われがあるということと、それから自分の中にね、神様がいるんだ。これ気づいたときはびっくりしましたね。時間がないので細かいことは言いませんが、その神様がいるっていうこと。それで、そういうことの中で、さらに12ステップを勉強していく中で、自分のね、アイデンティティ。時間がないと。
あと1分です。
はい、わかりました。
大丈夫ですよ。
はい。自分のアイデンティティっていうもの、今まで自分ってものはよくわかりませんでした。でも私は私の個性がある。私は私のね、性格っていうか、目指すものがあるんだと、分かったんですよ。で、そういうことを通しながら、自分が何者かっていうことが分かってきて、それで、結論を言いますと、この リードをした7年3ヶ月の間で、本当に自分は AC で良かったな、ということに気がつきました。なかなかね、AC の人で、自分が AC で良かったって、ね、日本の場合はね、そういうことを言える人って少ないんですよ。でも私はもう、大手を振ってね、私は AC で良かった。AC であったのためにね、
ね、そろそろ時間です。
はい。
もうちょっと大丈夫です。もうちょっと大丈夫。
雑白で申し訳ありませんが、私は ACOA に入ってよかったし、12ステップということを気がついてよかったし、やっぱりものを見つけることができてよかったし、何よりも自分が AC でよかったと思っています。ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございます、コロさん。
ありがとう、コロさん。
Okay, let me abbreviate that his story. He is this year the 77 years old, and then he joined the ACA. He was 63 years. There is not common the words of the AC or adult child. His background, he was working at the construction corporation, construction place. And then when in his marriage, his son became, stopped going to the school and then start to create the violation in the home. It was almost 10 plus years he has been, that Koro-san has been facing to the son's behavior. And he went to the counseling session, but everywhere he goes, he couldn't get the answer or the solution for the family issues. And then when he was 64, he left the house, his home, his marriage home. And since then, it was 7 years, 3 months, when he ran into the ACA meeting, he facing to the, who am I? He totally lost his identities. When he was growing up, he was such a hardworking, well-mannered child. He always having a part-time job while he was attending school. But when his marriage was, in his marriage, it was a disaster. He say, I didn't know how much I could bear the family pressure in the marriage. And then he realized, I am an AC, adult child. And then he down on that it was comes from the issue of the my mother. He was the 10th of the 18 children of the under the parents, and the mother miscarried 5+ children. So he saw she was often crying at the home. And one time he saw her body naked, and then he was shocked about the how this number of carrying the babies made woman's body so beaten up. She was just late 40s. Then his mindset, he really felt sorry for his mother. So between his 13 years old to 40 years old, he sent the money to his parents' home, and he put aside he should be the first in his life. So dilemma was happening, but when he found the God inside phrase in ACA, and in search of his identity, he understand that the how precious himself he is. And again, the Japan, in Japan, there is not many people saying that, oh, I'm glad I am AC, because it's a shameful cultural connotation. But because of the ACA, he recovered his identity, and then the help of 12 step, he live again as the who he is. Thank you so much. Pass.
Thank you, Eriko. Domo arigato, arigato koro-san. Thank you guys for your shares and your interpreting. Wonderful job. And we will do another 11 second silence before we get to our next speakers. All right, next on the world stage, we have Clara L. from China, and interpreting for her will be Kathy from Taiwan. And my apologies for the last shares. I wasn't sure that they were going to do the interpreting afterwards. Kathy and Clara will be doing bit by bit, speaking a bit and interpreting a bit as they go. Thank you all for your patience. Thank you all for being here. And Clara and Kathy, you're up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Helen, for interpreting for me. 大家好，我是来自中国上海的 Clara。感觉非常的神奇，能够参加这次会议，并且可以用我的母语中文来发言。
Hello, my name is Clara. I'm from Shanghai, China, and I'm feeling really a privilege and just miraculous to be able to share all of you my story.
我下面就简单分享一下我的 story 以及我的一些 hope。 我是大概一年前了解到 ACA 这个 program， 然后并且了解到它是非常适合我的一个 program， 所以但是因为种种原因，我还没有开始 ACA 的步骤，但是我依然获得了很多的力量。
Also, I came across the ACA program roughly around 1 year ago, and although I have not officially started my an official program.I still feel that this is a program that brings me a lot of power.
因为从小到大对于我来说，我时常会觉得自己内心实际是个小孩，然后我有很多我自己觉得无能为力，但是又不得不强迫自己去做很多事情的时刻。
So from my childhood, I have felt that somehow there's a feeling that I have this child inside of me, and there were a lot of moments that I felt powerless over things, and I had literally had to force myself over things.
因为我的故事是因为我从小没有跟我的原生父母一起长大，而是跟我的亲戚应该是说姨和姨父长大，而我喊他们爸妈，他们都是非常善良的人，也不辞辛苦将我抚养长大。
I did not grow up with my own parents.I actually lived with my uncle, my relatives. They were they're really nice people, and they took all the efforts to raise me up.
而我的原生父母，当然他们也在我的成长过程中关怀着我，但是这种家庭关系让我自己是敏感而又好强。
My own parents, although not living with me, still show their affection towards me from the way they could. But because of my nature of being very sensitive, and also I would like to win in a lot of things.
所以在我成长过程中，我现在会发现我有很多的行为模式是 ACA 的 laundry list 里面的，比如说我会为了博得大人和老师们的喜欢，非常的用功读书，并且常常隐藏自己真实的想法，同时为了保护自己，常常牺牲自己的喜好和真实的想法。
And I realized that a lot of my behavior actually fit into the laundry list. For example, I would do things to win the teacher's good perception of me, and also hiding my real feelings, my true feelings, and sacrificing my real self just to get approval.
其实在了解 ACA 之前，我有参与到其他的一些12个步骤的一些 program， 比如我曾经是一个对食物有一些上瘾的一个暴食症患者，但是很感恩通过一年多的康复，我的这些行为模式得到了很多的康复。
I've actually came across other 12-step programs in the past before ACA. When I had addiction with food, I had like overeating habits before.
虽然我的一些行为模式得到了康复，但是我的思想深处，我觉得需要一些更深层次的疗愈和康复，所以我觉得是 Higher Power 指引我了解到 ACA 这个 program.
My previous habits, having some changes, I still felt that there on the deeper level, I needed some changes in my thought patterns. So I thought that it was my higher power that guided me towards the ACA program.
当我读到 ACA 的 laundry list 以及 problem 的时候，我感觉简直都是在描述我自己。我觉得我来到了属于我的一个地方，我感到安全，以及很亲切。
When I came across the laundry list and the problems with ACA, I felt that it just hit very much resonated with me, and I felt safe, and also I felt a lot of resonance with it.
但是在中国大陆，我了解到 ACA 并没有很多线下的会议，可能之前有，但是已经关闭掉了。我觉得应该，其实中国大陆有很多像我一样需要 ACA 康复的一些成员，所以我很庆幸我了解到了 Far East 的 meeting， 也了解到很多的会员，不管是讲英语、中文还是其他语言的 fellow。
In China, I couldn't find a lot of offline meetings for the program, and I realized that probably used to meetings, but they got closed, they got shut down. So I'm very, I feel very fortunate that I came across the Far East group and with all the English and Mandarin other languages available.
Mm. 我觉得 ACA 的, ACA 给我们提供的解决方案就是成为自己的, 有爱的父母, 这个理念非常的直击我的心灵。
With ACA's guidance instructions of us becoming our own loving parents, it really resonated on a very deep level with me.
因为我觉得我的人生前二十多年都是为了别人而活，而不是真的为自己而活，而且我的人生模式之前都是非常艰难的生存模式，而不是。
With my previous 20-ish years, I felt that I never really, I always lived for other people without living for myself. And also it was all about survival for me. I never really truly enjoyed my life.
所以，我觉得我遇到ACA是一个非常非常幸运的开始。然后我知道这里可以有很多的工具去帮助我康复，有12步骤，有电话会议，还有很多很多的fellow，这些会给我很多的指引和力量。With
ACA, I felt this is a very fortunate beginning for me because there are a lot of tools available, such as the 12 steps, the phone calls, the meetings, and the fellows.
所以我觉得我还是挺幸运的，因为我觉得我的 higher power, 我的更高力量一直是在默默的陪伴我，指引我。 去获得更多的康复，非常感恩可以参加这次会议。谢谢你们的聆听，也谢谢你的翻译，Kathy的翻译。So
I still would like to express my gratitude to be able to join the ACA meeting and also be able to share my own story with all you guys.
Hi.
And on my recovery. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kathy and Clara. 谢谢你们，谢谢你的分享, Clara. And that was an example of together, Ichi, Taiwan and China together. I got goosebumps during that share. Thank you guys so much. We'll do another 11 second, Ichi, deep breath break. All right, and last but not least, we have my good friend, David, who is in China, from Mexico and living in China. David, take it away.
Hey, thank you, Sean. Hello, everyone. I am David, and I am an adult child of dysfunctional family. I'm very grateful for being part of this panel, for being part of ACA. I have no words to express my gratitude towards all you guys and all the people who has allowed me to share and be my fellows in this amazing journey. So I would like to start talking a little bit of who I am. I come from Mexico. I was born there. My childhood was, as many others, full of traumatic experiences. I grew up in a normal family, as normal was conceived on the society. I never thought like I was being raised by addict parents. as my parents never like drink alcohol or abuse any substances. But I grew up with a lot of pain in my soul, in my body. I remember I was sexually abused when I was very young. And since then, I grew up like feeling a big pain, a big void on my body, on my stomach, or on my thought. I remember that I always wanted to run away from home, to find a new life, a new starting. And yeah, my head as a child was full of fantasies where a true family or, you know, somebody will show up someday and say like, oh, you know, by the way, there was a mistake. I am your real father or something like that. But yeah, obviously that never happens, right? And I was grow up like that. I started like finding answers on alcohol, on another addictions, self-destructive behavior. And yeah, that was helping for a while until I was 25, 20, 28. And yeah, my life was full of misery and a lot of pain. I start my journey, my spiritual journey, on another 12-step fellowship. And I start getting sober in that fellowship. The feeling was great. The feeling was amazing because I started getting hopes that I could do better in life, that there were answers outside, that perhaps the things that happened to me that has some meaning or could be used for a good reason. But the pain from my inner child couldn't stop. I went to seek help in therapy. I went to try many other resources, religion therapy, some new age therapies, such as plant medicines or something like that. And they helped me to acknowledge some of my issues, but I couldn't find the final answer there. It was until I started talking to people and other fellows who are in ACA that I found out a space to heal. I started finding out the vocabulary or the language to heal in ACA. And, you know, I start feeling relief in this fellowship. I start finding answers from my own life. At the beginning, I thought like I came to China just to heal from another addictions. But what I found out was that I needed to be far off my own country, to my society of origin, to be open to see things in a different way. I am very grateful for that experience. I am very, very grateful for this fellowship. I think that ACA can bring hopes for a better world. Myself experience here in China is that ACA can help many other people. There are many challenges here in China as we don't have even an online meeting. So I'm thinking that this is a very good starting a online meeting in China to help others. This is my second year in ACA in recovery. My life has changed in many very beautiful ways. If I compare my life before ACA and after ACA, I can see amazing changes. My relationships has changed, my friendships. Now I choose to be with people who can love me, who can understand me. Now I understand that the answer was all the time in front of me, that the answer was to become my own loving parent. And even if it sounds very, very simple, for me it was a very difficult thing to understand, to feel, especially to feel. Now I feel that I can be there for me, that I can love myself. Now I like myself a lot. I have this beautiful, very beautiful experience when I see my pictures of me being a child. Now what came up for me is compassion, love. I know that I like myself now, that I can teach myself all the things that I want to learn. And I want this for other people around the world, but especially for the people here in China. I have many good friends. I have many, many good like, colleagues and people who can benefit from the program in China. I also feel that we as a whole can heal together in the world. Sometimes I used to think like the world itself is an adult child, right? We see many of these things. Thank you. We see all of these things happening around the world, tragedies, sometimes war, sometimes political issues, but I know that if we start healing ourselves from our traumatic experiences, the world can also start healing and we can all grow up together. So thanks for letting me be here. Thanks for listening to my share. And thanks, Sean, for leading this panel. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, David, for sharing. And at this time, we don't have a lot of time left. We have about 6 minutes left before we start closing. So we're going to open up the floor to question and answer now. And if you would raise your hand, we will call on you. And Alaska, our tech host, will make you a panelist so that you can turn on your video if you'd like to. So if you have a specific question for one of our panelists or just a question in general, feel free to raise your hand. All right, I see Monique.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. I just want to ask, what I was hearing is, you're all doing so well, and it's just a matter of as more people sort of start to come to your fellowship in your dialect, that will help so much more. So as a group, is there anything you're discussing or you're just waiting like on growing the fellowship? Anything in the works as far as expanding for yourselves? Do you know what I mean?
Thanks, Monique. Yeah, I do. I'll ask David if you would like to touch on that. He's our China country coordinator now.
Hey, hello, Monique. Thanks for your question. I took the position as representative from China since last year, December. And, I, as an adult child myself, it's very challenging. For me, ACA is different than other fellowships. I am very conscious that nothing can be like imposed, that I have to be very careful with the authority figure thing. For me, the main challenge here in China is that we don't have a meeting, a Chinese meeting. Myself, I attended meetings in Taiwan, Vietnam. I was born in ACA in a Taiwanese meeting, but there are fellows here. So one of my thoughts, that something that I am very willing to do, is to start at least one online meeting for China to start gathering people around here. I am a foreigner, but as me, there are many foreigners in China who are willing to attend ACA. We have ACA WeChat group, which is one of the platforms that we can use in China to make groups similar to WhatsApp. And there are a few people there that could benefit from the meetings. But for me, the main idea is grow this, first attending Chinese meeting ourselves, right? And expect this grow, attract more people, as the tradition said, attract rather than promote. This is so far. I don't know if this answered your question. Thank you.
Yes, it did. I felt the energy, very positive. Thank you.
Thank you, Monique, and thank you, David. And I see Megan, your hand is raised.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Megan, and my pronouns are she and her, and I'm an adult child. Thank you so much for this panel, and I'm just curious, especially for the woman, sorry, I'm forgetting her name right now, Clara Lee from China. I'm just wondering how how she's able to work the program if there aren't material literature, if there isn't literature in Chinese, or is there now literature in Chinese? I guess so, and this would be to any of the panelists, you know, how you're able to work the program if you don't have it in your first language. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. Clara, would you like to answer that question?
Thank you, Megan, for your question. As for me, what I have in my hand is of AC material is both in English. Yeah, actually, I'm wondering whether we can do some translate work to translate like the big book into Chinese, then we can do the Chinese. Or then many Chinese speakers can do the program. Actually, I don't know whether we have been doing the work, but I think it's gonna be possible. Yeah.
Thank you, Clara.
David and Sean. Yeah, if you have any, if you know about something else, you can add something. Yeah, about the Chinese interior. Thank you.
Thank you, Clara. Dahlia is translations. I'm not exactly sure the title. I don't want to get it wrong. But in our global members committee, Dahlia is our translations coordinator. I think is the right title. I will put you in touch with her directly when we're finished here, so we can get that ball rolling. Personally, my experience here in Taiwan is it's only been recently that I've noticed there have been a few local Taiwanese people coming into the program. And this is a dream of mine. I've been in ACA for 7 years here in Taiwan, and just been waiting for this to happen. Like David said, attraction, not promotion. So I've just been showing up, doing meetings, trying to spread the message in WhatsApp groups and get the word out there and the line groups here in Taiwan. And slowly we're growing. So with the help of Global Members Committee and what's going on around us in Australia and India, all these step studies, that's my hope for our future here is we're doing step studies and ready, set, goes and things like that. And I'll pass, someone else has their hand raised. Svetlana, is that right? Hope I got your name right. And this will be our last question, sorry.
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I also was interested about this development. I'm from Bulgaria and I have no any information that the program is doing anything there. So I'm willing to know a bit more. And also I was thinking about, is this program somehow available to do work in prisons?
Thank you for your question, Svetlana. I know that the program, there is a H&I, which is health and hospitals and institutions. And we do take the program to prisons. It's not happening here yet. As far as I know, we do take AA meetings to prisons here, but ACA has not started here. I know it's it definitely happens in North America. And Sue V is on our panel, and she can answer these questions better. So I'm gonna refer to her here. Sue, go ahead.
Thank you, Sean, and thank you, everyone, and thank you, panelists. It's been beautiful. When it comes to translations for China, we will support it from global members, and Dahlia is both our global translations coordinator and also our WSO committee chair. So we have actually helped Eloa in Brazil to form the, she's doing translations for Brazilian Portuguese, the first one in ACA around the world. And she's starting it. So we will help provide sort of how do you start doing that. For Bulgaria, that would be under the European Committee, and Frederick is the chair. And Hasa, you might know Hasa. He is the vice chair and also on literature. So there is support for you, absolutely. Baby steps. We start with the free literature and we start seeing where you're at and helping you. There is support and help. So contact Frederick. And if you don't know right now, I don't think Frederick's on the line right now. If Alaska could put globalmembers@adultchildren.org, our email address, we'll make sure that we connect you. So if you send an email to globalmembers@adultchildren.org, we will connect you with the right people to give you the support. On the prisons, and I will say this about the language piece, it is absolutely essential when that's our first language. It's absolutely essential when our inner child speaks that language. Like we might be speaking English today, but if our inner child was speaking a different language, in order to go to the inner child healing, we must go there. An example, I have a sponsee in Canada. She grew up in Poland and her parents were Polish, speaking Polish to her. She's lost the language. She speaks English. With her ACA healing right now, her inner child's starting to talk to her in Polish. She knows a few words. So she's giving love to her inner child in Polish, and we're looking for support for her so we can have an interpreter between her inner child and her adult self right now. We had interpreters here. This is the interpreter for the inner child and the adult. So really interesting times in healing that we're all in. So thank you for the questions. I know we're getting close to the close, and I would just say for the hospitals and institutions, H&I, absolutely. There is on the free translated literature page, and if Alaska could put that on for adultchildren.org under literature, free translated literature, you go there, and there are free literature in many languages. There might even, Sean, be some in Chinese there. And so go take a look at that. And there's also a pamphlet on hospitals and institutions. So again, support can be done through the Hospitals and Institution Committee and WSO or through the European Committee as well as Global Members Committee. So we're here for all of you and all of us as we heal together as one fellowship. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you so much, Sue. And we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. We need to close up, I think, so the next people can come in. So I'm going to go through this as quick as I can. Volunteering for service, service in AA, ACA, sorry, is a recovery tool that strengthens your program. You can help carry the message and make a difference in another ACA member's life by signing up as a volunteer. To volunteer, please go to the website and complete our global volunteer form. You can also email. Service in other areas of WSO. To volunteer for service within other areas of WSO, please go to that website and follow the prompts to complete the form, which will help to direct you to the committee that best matches with your areas of interest. Our seventh tradition states, every ACA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. We ask that you consider making a seventh tradition contribution at that link, where you will find a variety of ways you can make your contribution. We are delighted to announce new functionality and more options have been added on this new seventh tradition link. So you can now donate in your local currency in a variety of ways, such as credit card, PayPal, Venmo, JCB, Diners Club, Google, and Apple Pay. And I've asked Sun L in Singapore to please read the promises for us.
Thank you, Sean. I'm Sun, Adult Chong. The ACA promises we will discover our real identities by loving and accepting ourselves. 2, our self-esteem will increase as we give ourselves approval on a daily basis. 3, fear of authority figures and the need to people please will leave us. 4, our ability to share intimacy will grow inside us. 5, as we face our abandonment issues, we'll be attracted by strengths and become more tolerant of weaknesses. 6, we will enjoy feeling stable, peaceful, and financially secure. 7, we will learn to how to play and have fun in our lives. 8, we will choose to love people who can love and be responsible for themselves. 9, healthy boundaries and limits will become easier for us to set. 10, fears of failure and success will leave us as we intuitively make healthier choices. 11, with help from our ACA support group, we will slowly release our dysfunctional behaviors. And 12, gradually with our higher powers help, we will learn to expect the best and get it. Pass.
Sorry, I was muted. Announcements. Please check the acawso.org website for information about the MP3 recordings for this event. The website details are being added to the chat, but can also be found at that link. The next two sessions at 4 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time are in the Lavender Room, Global Beyond Borders. And in the Green Room, we have Literature Translation, Best Practice. If you want to check on the schedule, please refer to the workshop schedule for the AWC link on acaworldconvention.org. And this information is also in the emails that you've received from registering for this event. All right. And I think we were going to close up now with the Clara and Kathy. Would you please lead us first in the Chinese Serenity Prayer? Next slide, please, Alaska. And then hopefully we will all be able to unmute and say it in English together. Thank you to everyone who shared today, as well as to all those whose service helped to make this worldwide ACA World Convention come together. Yeah, special thanks to Alaska and Dylan for your tech hosting and everybody else that's on the panel that's helped make this possible. So Clara and Kathy, would you please unmute and say the Serenity Prayer in Chinese for us.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Claire, before you start. Helen, if you'd like to join in as well, please do.
Okay.
上苍更大力量，请赐我安宁的心境，接受我不能改变的人。
请赐我勇气，改变我能改变的人，并赐我智慧，了解那个人就是我。谢谢。
Thank you so much. And if possible, if we could all unmute or whoever can unmute, let's unmute and say this Serenity Prayer in English or the language of your choice, whatever calls your heart. Speak it loud and clear. And we'll do it on a 1, 2, 3. God, grant me the serenity to accept Thank you so much, everyone. Amazing experience. Thank you. Thank you all.